It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Allison Rivera. Allison is Executive Director of Government Affairs, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Washington, D.C. Allison, great to see you.
Thank you for having me today.
Okay. We've got quite a few things going on that you're watching in D.C., and one of those involves a Senate Commerce Committee. What's happening over there?
So very pleased to read out from yesterday's hearing that the Senate Commerce Committee, with bipartisan support and help, included some language that would add the back-end 150 air mile exemption for livestock haulers into their package that passed. While this is a huge win for our industry, the work is still not done yet. We still have to get to the Senate floor with the other pieces of the infrastructure package, and then we have to get to conference committee. But the really amazing thing is, and I have to give a shout out to Chairwoman Cantwell, to Ranking Member Wicker, to Senators Tester and Fisher for the work they did to get this language into the package, because we have heard from all of these offices that they're going to work very hard to keep this language in the package that comes out at the end out of the conference committee. And honestly, that's where the real compromising and the real work gets really hashed out, is in that conference committee, much like what we see with the farm bill, right? So we're going to continue to work with those offices, and we just really appreciate that they understand that we need flexibility within the livestock hauling community, and that this is a really strong step in the right direction.
Okay, so now we're going to back up just a little bit. For those who are in the industry, they already understand this completely, but why is this an issue for those who might not know?
So we have been working towards flexibility for livestock haulers for honestly probably around 4 to 5 years. It started with the conversations around the ELDs, and we realized that we really do need flexibility in an hours of service rule that really paints the entire industry with one wide brush, and that doesn't work for those hauling live animals. And I think that has resonated with senators and with members of Congress. I think it's also resonated at FMCSA. And so this work that we've continued to do has all been around the term flexibility, and the need to have flexibility and respect the fact that those drivers that are out there are doing it safely, and they know the best way to haul these animals, and they know that animal welfare is a huge piece and a huge component of this overall conversation.
As we have this conversation, though, I would imagine there were others who wanted to jump in and be a part of that convoy, if you would, of the exemptions there. Was that part of the challenge in getting this to the point we are now?
So NCBA has been spearheading legislation, both bicameral and bipartisan legislation called the Halls Act. This language was pulled out of the Halls Act. You know, a lot of times in Congress, there is some negotiating that takes place. Again, for the livestock hauling community, we are extremely grateful that at the end of the day, this language that gives the back end 150 air mile exemption to livestock haulers was included in this package.
Okay, let's talk something else. Hours of service, and that's something else you've been working on, maybe not nearly as long, but pretty close.
Well, I think, you know, the biggest piece I wanted to mention was that we have been sitting in an hours of service complete exemption since March of last year due to COVID, and the need to maintain our supply chain and make sure that we get beef into those grocery store shelves. So working with FMCSA, we have been able to extend that hours of service exemption for livestock haulers until August 31st of this year. Again, they wouldn't continue to give us that exemption if we weren't out there driving safely and just continuing to maintain that high level of safety. And so kudos to the livestock haulers out there. And thank you again to FMCSA for continuing to hear the needs that we have in this area of flexibility.
And we're really needing the HOS exemption simply because of something else known as ELDs. Wow, a lot of acronyms here.
Absolutely. So the electronic logging devices, I think at this point everyone knows what those are and what that acronym stands for. But we continue to fight back against the government mandate that is ELDs. Again, livestock haulers are still exempted from the ELDs until September 30th of this year. We continue to work, again, with senators and with members of Congress that agree that this mandate is not something that livestock haulers should have to follow. And so we continue to work through the appropriations process to push back on those ELDs, and we will continue that fight on as we continue to work more in gathering more flexibility under hours of service.
We've seen some shortages, labor shortages in many different industries, but one that's really becoming apparent now is the trucking industry, the haulers, if you will. Is that on your radar as well?
Absolutely. And I think you know, our livestock haulers have been considered essential employees throughout the last year, and I think that they have taken real pride in that live haul piece. I will say that the driver shortage is something that we continue to work on. I've heard that, you know, there is a shortage even in the drivers that are bringing the inputs onto farms and ranches. I mean, so it really is across the board. We continue to work with lots of other ag groups that are really feeling the pinch right now. And that driver shortage has been around for a while. You have some groups that agree, some groups that don't believe there's a shortage, but the numbers don't lie. And at the end of the day, it's causing costs to go up. And that cost, you know, ends up back on in the producer's lap. So we continue to try to work with other groups in ag to address the driver shortage. And that's something that's absolutely on our radar. One of the other areas that we continue to work in is also truck weights. There is a 10-state pilot program for 91,000 on six axles that we continue to work with the Ship Coalition on. We're working through these transportation bills to try to get this pilot program language in. And honestly, the goal there, with heavier trucks, we can put more cargo, more cattle onto trucks, which takes trucks off the road, which means that with the driver shortage, if you have less trucks, you know, we'll be able to balance that out a little bit more. It won't be the final point to end the driver shortage, but it certainly will be a step in the right direction.
Great to see you. Thanks for your time. Thanks for what you do. Wish you the best.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Allison Rivera, Executive Director, Government Affairs, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, on today's Agribusiness Report.